McCarthy and I have put in for a request to meet with the commissioner. We're looking for the policy person who has been involved in this. We wrote a letter to the Banking and Payment Federation of Ireland because, without doubt, whilst this provision was supposed to be put in place to make it a lot easier for consumers, the opposite has been the case. So it's quite clear the directive needs to be changed to reduce the administrative burden of providing foreign currency mortgages to make such loans commercially viable. Because what you're finding, like the banks and the bigger financial institutions, it's not that they are necessarily saying that they are being prohibited from doing this. They're saying that it is more difficult. But what you're finding is particularly those smaller lenders, they're saying that they might have to pull out for this type of lending because for commercial reasons, it's not going to be profitable for them. So therefore, it's quite clear that the directive needs to change in order to reduce the administrative burden, just to provide sort of currency, because we have a situation here in Ireland where, as the two jurisdictions, you have people working in one jurisdiction and they might be earning sterling, but they might want a mortgage in euro or vice versa. And that's kind of, I think it's a particular circumstances in Ireland that hasn't been taken into account in this regard. So we're having a number of meetings to bring it to the attention of the commissioners, because we don't know if this is the unintended consequences of the directive, but without doubt, it is quite clear that the directive and the clauses within the directive needs amended and changed.